speaking of internet and computer regulation, another Now Show listener, Alistair from Kingston, emailed me this week with a link to a site that he'd found. He'd been installing software on his computer, software designed to prevent children, his children, from accessing various websites. And while he was doing this, he came across this organisation. It's called netsauthority.org, and he had a read of what they had to say on their site, and then he thought, I might like it as well. The site begins with this.
The Net Authority is dedicated to the removal of offensive material from the internet. It's extremely important that children are shielded from sites that are in violation of the internet acceptable use policy.
Of course it is. Who would disagree with that? No one. Any right-thinking person would wholeheartedly agree with the fact that these sites should be shielded. But then you begin to read what their acceptable use policy actually is.
Thou shalt not post blasphemous material. Any material that would lead one astray from the righteous path of the one true God must not be permitted on the internet.
It goes on.
Thou shalt not view materials containing bestiality, including interracial relationships. God did not intend for different species or races to intermingle sexually. Anything that contradicts this natural law is strictly forbidden.
Now, I don't know why, but I'm getting the feeling that the people who wrote this might be Americans. It's nice that they consider bestiality and interracial relationships to be equal crimes. Yeah, well done then. For some reason, I don't know why, this sort of leads me away from trusting their judgment. I don't, on any acceptability. There's a list of websites then, a list of websites that they say should be considered offensive by every single one of us. One is described thus. This website has been investigated and found to contain pornographic material, hateful material, blasphemy, offensive political material, bestiality, and or interracial relationships. And the site in question? www.labour.org.uk. It's absolutely true. You can go and have a look at this. I've been to labour.org.uk now quite quickly after I'd read that. Sadly, very little evidence of bestiality and pornographic material. I mean, Gordon Brown, I know, wants more open government, but even he has limits. And the only interracial relationship I could find on there was a reference to the one between John Prescott and his secretary. That was only interracial, though, because she was human, and he shares 95% of his DNA with a pie.